Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Massachusetts National Guard has its first Sikh officer. It was a year ago when we first told you about Kanwar Singh's fight to join the National Guard. WBUR's Simone Rios was there when Singh took the oath of office.
Of the 31 people who showed up to officers' candidate school in March of last year, just 19 would make it through to the end. The path wasn't easy for anybody, but it was especially hard for the guy who's 6'2" and wears a big black beard and his hair in a turban. Kanwar Singh says it was always about more than just himself. It was about the wider community of Sikhs, and that helped push him through the years of uncertainty about whether he'd even get into the military.
Whenever I was down or I wasn't having a good day, I'd go back to the fact that I had to be at my peak performance because I represented the full community, and the fact that reintegrating the military was an important role for us, so we had to ensure we made it happen. Certainly there's a burden that comes with that, but I'm happy to be in that position. Thanks God, being able to push through in tough situations.
For centuries, Sikhs have served in the militaries of the world. In fact, the martial tradition is a hallmark of their religion. Singh's grandfather and great-grandfather served in the British Army, and they were allowed to wear beards and turbans. As an observant Sikh, Singh wanted to serve in the U.S. and stay true to his faith, but the National Guard wouldn't allow it. With the help of the nonprofit Sikh Coalition, Singh sued the Defense Department, and within days, officials backed off and granted him a religious accommodation. It took him 4 years, twice as long as it took his peers.
Well, generally speaking, if you want to become a second lieutenant, it might even only take you about 2 years or so in the program that I was in. But it took me longer just because of the fact that we had to get a religious accommodation, which took a really long time, which then I had to go to basic training, and still I had to again apply to get the religious accommodation made permanent. So there was a whole bunch of hurdles that I had to cross over in order to make it this far.
Change can come slowly in the military, and sometimes it takes a spark. For Major Christian Palak, head of the Massachusetts Army National Guard Officer Candidate School, the spark was Kanwar Singh.
I met Singh, and I heard his backstory of how passionate he was and how long his journey was to actually take him to get to this point. It blew my mind that he was this passionate, this patriotic for this country. And, I grew because of my relationship with Singh. I learned, as I said before, it's like I learned that, love of one's country and patriotism is far more important than appearance and uniformity.
Palak says it makes sense to have somebody like Singh in the military because he's good at what he does, but also because Singh speaks several languages and represents a different part of American culture.
I think the backbone of the United States has been the military. People from other nations, other religions, I think that's the marrow of the bone, and it's like, that's important and it's vital. It's vital to our survival, both militarily and as a country. And I think when we go overseas, it shows that, we kind of practice what we preach, in our own country.
After the new officers were sworn in, they walked off the country's oldest battleship and gave their traditional first salute. Major Palak read their names.
Second Lieutenant Kanwar B. Singh, Signal Corps.
Singh says he's the first Sikh to become a commissioned officer in the Massachusetts National Guard. And now that he's made it through officers' candidate school, he's ready for the real work to begin.
It sinks in when you take the oath of office, the federal and the state, what the responsibilities are and the opportunities ahead to lead soldiers, men and women, into combat or any humanitarian missions as needed.
Singh sees himself as part of a civil rights struggle in the United States. He says he's standing on the shoulders of people like Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King Jr. And now he hopes more young American Sikhs will take advantage of the ability he helped secure to serve their country and to do it with a turban and a beard. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.